Good morning and welcome to Backstage Pass, your VIP all access to the 1-2 family. I'm Raven McMinn and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, the resident wizard of all things 1-2, Mr. Jay Varvel. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, good morning, Raven. How are you doing today?
Good, really good. How about yourself?
Great, thank you. Wonderful. I'm excited to be here.
Me too. We got a fun guest today for sure. The intention of the show is to provide you with an opportunity to get to know the host of 1-2 Radio and the advisors at 1-2 Listen on a more personal and intimate level. So feel free to use our private Facebook chat room so that you can ask them questions or leave comments for them during the show.
You can do that by going to 1-2radio.com and clicking on the chat button that's there on the left-hand side of the screen. That does open up a brand new window. Go ahead and give that a click. It takes you to a private Facebook group. If this is your first time, send over an invitation. We'll get you accepted into the group. And once you do, you can find our banner at the top called Backstage Pass. And in the comments section is where the conversation is happening. So do we have any announcements, Raven?
Yes, for the Thanksgiving holiday, wanted to let everyone know that we will have live programming all day Wednesday and Wednesday evening. But we will not have any live programs on Thursday. But you can always use our archives and catch up on some shows or try listening to a show maybe you've never listened to before, you know, and entertain yourself that way. So how do they get to the archives, Jay?
The same place as the chat, only there is an on-demand button. And then you go to your favorite host. And then there towards the middle part of the page is where all the downloads show up. And then you can click on the arrow and it opens up the window. There's about 6 months worth of shows for those that have had their show going that long. And they're all listed there by date and time. And you can listen to them right there by the website, or you can download them and keep them forever.
Ah, great. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I was looking to see when the next full moon is on November 27th. We'll have a moon project meeting on that Monday. Is a link available yet?
I am posting it right now, actually, as we speak. Yes, it is.
Ah, perfect. Okay. This will be a full moon in Gemini. Oh, this will be a fun one for me because I've got a Gemini moon.
My Venus is in Gemini, so that should be and keep it interesting.
My Gemini is my split personality, you know. There's the naughty Raven and then the good Raven. I have an evil twin. I always blame my evil twin when I do something wrong. So in the hot seat today, we have Oliver, and I hope I don't butcher your last name, Oliver Guttram. Is that how you say it? I don't know. Can correct me. Nope. I get it wrong every time. Damn it. How do we say it?
Guttram.
Okay.
We're going to take classes just because we need to brush up on our, is it Scandinavian? Is that the, no,
oh,
Danish.
It's very,
Danish.
Yeah. Danish. Yeah, no, it's very. Actually, it's a Norwegian name. Mm. But yeah, I'm from Denmark. But yeah, it's Norwegian. And hey, yes, it's not the easiest thing, you know. Like also Svensson, Svensson. Yeah, it's sort of like how it is. So it's all good. It's all good. I'm so used to it that you know, unless you're a household Hollywood actor, I guess, because. Hey, that might happen one day. You never know. And then people can pronounce my name because they hear it all the time.
That could be. So I'm not alone in butchering your last name here again.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. But don't worry.
Say it again one more time so I can commit it to memory. Oh,
okay. Guttram. It's because. Guttram. Yeah, because in English, people, they have a tendency, Guttram, because it's gut, but that's not how you would say it. It's good. Good. Yeah, it's like G-O-O-T, good.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing is I'm writing that out phonetically. Yeah, yep.
Yes. So, okay, so it's all about that. But I don't get offended, not at all.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Yeah, no, not at all. I realize that I'm not living in Scandinavia right now. So I can tell you, you know, even in Denmark growing up, they got it wrong all the time.
Oh, I don't feel so bad now.
Like,
really?
At one point, they call good worm, and what that actually is translated into English would be good worm. Oh. And that's not my name. I'm not good worm. So
Yeah.
it's actually a name that was given to only people higher up. There used to be a King Guttorm in Norway. There's an
Oh.
archbishop from Norway called Guttorm, and so yeah. So and our family has we have no clue how it ended up in our family. Not at all. We have no clue because it started with my dad. Wherever I don't know what he did to deserve it, but he got
Wow.
so. But it's sort of like it's a really special name in its own sense. So I just enjoy it. So.
My father's last name is the same word as church in Scottish. They
Oh,
call
okay.
churches a kirk.
Yeah.
K-I-R-K. Yeah, it's in the
Oh, okay.
dictionary. Yeah.
All right. Let's see, we all got special names. Well, we're all special.
We are.
Right.
Everybody is. Everybody
So,
So
so
we're so excited to
yeah.
have you on today because we've been on Backstage Pass before,
I
and
we happy? I forgot all
it's
about
been
it.
a
Just
while ago.
kidding.
It's well, it was at the beginning of the year, so it's almost been a year because it was at the
Yeah.
time when you were doing that late night show with
After hours, it was
Christina. Yeah,
Christina.
exactly. Yeah, but I may have been on your show again later, I
Yes.
believe. But
Maybe more in the
I could be
spring.
wrong.
It's true.
Yeah, you did a
Yeah.
duo.
I did, we, yeah.
You did a duo with
There was a
her in
duo and
October.
oh,
And
I
then you
can't
were on my
remember.
show in October also.
You know what? I can get
You
away
just
with
get around,
saying,
don't you know?
well, I seriously, I do. I guess. I'm a whore.
Just,
What can I
you're a
say?
radio slut.
I am.
So speaking of your traveling around, you don't just travel around the radio, you travel around the world. So do you have
Yes.
any trips that are on your radar? You're in
Well,
Puerto Vallarta right now, right?
yes, I'm home.
Yeah.
But I'm yes, my trip is coming up to like, I'm going back to Denmark for Christmas. I need my little boy, he's in Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so I have to go back and get him. And at the same time I get to visit family and spend Christmas there and
Your birthday.
my birthday and spend New Year's and then I should be back here in January. I actually gonna make a trip by to stop by Toronto as well on my way back. So that's just the trip that's coming up sort of like around the corner, I guess. So, but
There goes
that's
my surprise visit to
it.
Mexico.
You can come. Seriously. You can
I'll
stay in
house
my
sit for
bedroom.
you.
Please. Water my dying plant.
How are things going since the big hurricane came through?
Well, I mean, I gotta be honest. I just think that, I think I don't remember who I talked to about this almost, but I've had so much just thrown at me. I think it was Christina. I was on her show, and I just have had so much thrown at me, the past 4, 5, 6 weeks, and there comes a time when you're only that brave. I usually smile and I always say, oh my God, this is hilarious. And what a lesson learned. And when you're in Mexico, you learn patience. But I gotta tell you, there was a point where I had a little bit of a breaking point. I was like, I'm enough is enough now. Now I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah,
Because
enough.
when you get thrown a hurricane category 4 at you, my windows, they were blown in my bedroom, everything was damaged and wet, and my whole apartment was just a dirt bomb. And cleaning up after that, the day after, immediately the day after, we had a gigantic tropical storm that just flooded the whole city and power went out. And it was just, and so, yeah. And then certain other things that happened at the same time here in Puerto Vallarta and sort of just navigating life through all of that, and that just came a breaking point where I was like, okay, I'm gonna have myself a good cry right now. I'm
Yeah.
allowed to. I'm allowed
Yeah.
to. So, and I did, and I'm not apologizing for it. And then get it out of my system, talk to some good friends, and get sort of over with. And now I'm here, and the weather here is turning, and it's getting really beautiful here. It's sunny and the temperatures are dropping, and we're going into high season, which sounds funny, but that's because down here the wind, the weather is just fantastic.
I bet.
So, yeah. So at the moment, so that's really fantastic, and so I'm looking forward to that, spending some time on the beach, and and just enjoying the fact that I don't have to walk around sweaty all
Yeah.
the
Yeah, I hate that.
time. No, but it is funny because I've gotten used to the heat down here. When everybody's even the Mexicans are complaining about the heat, I'm like, I'm fine. I haven't had my air conditioner on since I think mid-July, and people think I'm crazy, but I'm like, it was necessary.
Well, and it's good to hear that you're able to navigate the changes and even the ones that are overwhelming, find a way to get through it. And just because it's not like you have a choice, it sounds like it's like you just have to figure it out. And
When nature kicks in, what are you gonna do? I remember. So I had a roommate during the hurricane. He wasn't here. He was pet sitting, and we were just chatting during the hurricane, and it was really bad. The windows went in. He said, "You have to get out and find shelter." I was like, "You really want to send me out in a hurricane to find shelter? That would surely
It's a
kill
little
me,
late.
you know, a little late."
Yeah,
I was just like,
you're like, I'm pretty sure I need to stay where I am and just figure it out, right?
I'm just gonna be here in my living room under the dining room table,
Under the
far
dining
away
room
from.
table.
I literally was lying under the dining room table, you know?
Oh my It's not
But,
funny, but I mean, it's funny.
well, you can laugh at it now, you know? So the only thing we now need is a good hurricane, not a good earthquake. Then I think I've been through all of it.
Be careful what
Got
you
one
ask
left.
for.
Yeah,
Well,
right.
all of Mexico is earthquake prone. So,
I saw a news clip yesterday. There are 46 volcanoes around the planet, all going off simultaneously
yeah,
right now.
Iceland right now is really being hit.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this can't be good. I
No.
mean, 46 volcanoes are all going off at the same time right now. What the hell does this mean? Oh.
It's just crazy. Everything that's good. Like, because it's funny, usually down here our rainy season starts in May around that time, but it was like a whole month delayed, and so it's only starting to cool down now where it was supposed to cool down already in the end of October. So but it is what it
It was
is.
similar to that here. Like we're always warm in the winter, technically compared to everyone else, but it was like summer, like up until yesterday when it rained, and it's normally not that warm all the way into November. Not like straight. We might have a day or two where it gets warmed up and then it cools back off, but not just like we're in like a second summer. So it was bizarre. So it was bizarre. So that's wild. You had a similar kind of weird weather situation, or not weird, but just out of the normal.
Totally out of the normal. I always say to people, Puerto Vallarta hardly ever gets hit by a hurricane, and here we got a Category 4 just slamming us straight on.
Wow.
And I'm not even kidding; it was straight on right into the bay.
Well, I mean, did you see
Wow.
what happened after that in Acapulco? There was another
That was a
hurricane.
Category 5. It picked
Yeah.
it before it hit land. It picked up. It went up to a Category 5, and Acapulco is just trashed.
That's what I heard, and I was like the
No,
night
it's
before, it was barely
completely
anything.
trashed.
Yeah, and then
Completely trashed. Hotels and everything by the waterfront. It looks like a war zone down there.
that is
Oh,
very
wow.
wild because, like you said, not that Mexico doesn't get hurricanes, but this is highly unusual to have all these huge hurricanes hitting at
Well,
once.
Puerto Vallarta is in the Bay of Banderas, right? So we're protected by the bay and the mountains in the background, and the jungle and the mountains in the background, right? So that's usually why it sort of kinds tend to miss us because it doesn't come into the bay. But here it was like it was seriously a direct line through the
So someone like drove it in, like
It's
somebody
similar, like let's
like.
just really line it up so it goes straight in, right? And it did. I'm laughing now. I wasn't laughing when it was happening.
Yeah, I don't even know what I would do. Like, I've been through the earthquakes. I never have been through a hurricane. That would be
I
something new
haven't
for me.
I haven't either. I'm telling you, it sounded like the whole apartment was going to take off.
Yeah, that's scary. Because that, I mean, because
I
literally it
felt like
could
I was,
have.
I felt like a Pixar animated movie Up 2, part 2, you know? Suddenly Oliver emptied his balloons. He was flying around the world in his apartment.
Well, we're glad that
That
you didn't fully take off and
was I was about to, but you know, I got my broom.
So I want to check in on the chat here really quick and see if we got any questions. I know we got
Pamela
Geraldine.
says she's got a Gemini moon here too. I said, yeah, it's our superpower, isn't it? Pamela says, hello, Oliver. And I'm trying to see the comments
Hello,
prior to the
hello,
question.
everyone.
Tiffany's saying hello to us all. So is Catherine. It's great to see you all. Pamela,
And there's
Renee.
Geraldine. Hello, Geraldine. How are you this morning? And who else we have here? There's Tiffany. My thing is so slow.
I think we got everybody
Catherine.
between the two of
Got
us.
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you guys have any questions for Oliver, go ahead and put them in the chat and we'll monitor the chat here. And there's Renee. Did you see Renee? I don't know if you mentioned Renee or not.
I
Good morning,
did.
Renee. Welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
So there is a question I have for you, Oliver, and that is in your entrepreneurness and being your own boss, how
Yeah.
do you keep that like ship going? Like how do you like start again when you need to start again? How do you keep going on a project when you got a project on your mind? Do you have any special tips and tricks that you employ that help you do that?
I'm not sure I understand the question correctly.
You stumped him, Jay.
Well,
I'm like,
it's
what?
more
Say
like, how do
what? What's this?
you
What's happening? What's going on?
What the hell?
you're like, I
What
got a little too
the hell are you
deep with the business strategy question, but it is
Oh,
more
yeah.
like a how do you versus, because I'm thinking about, let me just say this. I'm thinking about for all the people that are in a corporate job or are still working for the man, so to speak, or the woman,
Yeah.
that's a certain kind of, that takes a certain kind of like thought process
Oh,
and like kind of way to keep up with it.
I
I'm
think I know what
asking
you're saying
you,
now.
like as an independent contractor, so to speak, how do you negotiate that world for yourself?
Yeah, I get it now. Sorry, it was
I know, and I asked it.
what? Is there a hurricane outside?
I totally switched gears, so I went totally to another world, another planet,
Haven't had that much coffee yet. Okay.
you're like, come on, Jay, slow down here.
Am naturally blonde, okay? You can't just do that, you know? No, let me put it this way. I've been an independent contractor for so many years now. Before it was fitness and personal fitness and group exercise, and I worked in different gyms, and I had my clients I trained, and so that was sort of my job. Then I was a massage therapist at the same time that I added to the personal training. So where I was also individually hired, and I ran my own business. And then I went full time into doing readings, and left all the other things behind when I was picked up by One Two. No, actually, that was before One Two. I went into that, and I was kind of navigate because I learned a lot about being an entrepreneur and working for myself. And it's sometimes you have to recognize your weaknesses and your strengths. And you can't think you can do everything yourself. And I was at one point, because I was cheapskate, no, I was frugal. I did not want to hire websites, developers, and blah, blah, blah. So I want to learn it all myself. But that took away from my clients, you know, because when you have to keep up with sending out emails and running a website, and it's time consuming, and that takes you away from the job you really are supposed to do, talk to clients and help clients. So I sort of had to eventually just surrender myself to what it is I'm capable of doing on a day-to-day basis. And I got an assistant that can help me with stuff like that. And so I don't have to worry about that. So my time has been freed up in that area. And now I have more time to look at what my, like, what I'm really here to do right now, as I'm doing my metaphysical work, it is to talk to clients and helping clients develop themselves, be better, feel good, and get some stuff out there, you know. So I guess my advice is really, when you start as an entrepreneur, know your strengths and know your weaknesses, and don't be afraid to hire somebody to help you out with the things that you are not so good at, or maybe you're good at it, but it's not where your attention is supposed to be focused.
So, Oliver's going to be starting business strategy classes on One Two Academy coming up for all of us entrepreneurs.
Well, I've had some success with that. Now, I haven't put them out for a little while because that's typical being an entrepreneur. You know, you go with something for a while, and then, especially if you're me, then you have to rearrange yourself somehow and come up with a different strategy. Because I was doing the daily quickies, and at one point I found out they weren't really daily. They were quick, but they were not daily. So, and then I realized that because it tends to sort of take a back burner a little bit, I need to sort of reinvent myself again. So that's what I'm in the process of doing right now. But I'm in the process of doing it in a sense where it doesn't become completely time consuming. So again, it takes away from my clients because that is my focus. So, but it's important to stay out there, and I had success with the daily quickies. I mean, I some of them went, I had over 14,000 views on them, and they just running around on Instagram and Facebook and where else they are, YouTube, and people are seeing them, and they're definitely creating momentum. But and that is the key when you do these little videos. People don't want to listen to you sit there and talk for half an hour. People get bored. They just get bored. Their attention span is simply not there. You need, if you can take 30 minutes of what you want to say and create a minute of that, or 30 seconds would even be better, then you're home free, and you will get so many hits, and people will follow you all over.
Are you talking about like doing the shorts on YouTube? Are they called
I'm
short
talking about Reels, YouTube,
reels?
TikTok. Yeah. On Facebook Reels, you know, yeah, I'm talking about doing those. Yeah. But I go on YouTube, you know, and I watch these astrologers or tarot readers do their astrology, and they yak along for about 26. And
Oh,
if you have to
yes.
watch your sun sign, your rising sign, your moon sign, what else?
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's pretty much your whole day's done, right?
Right. Well,
Yep,
and if they
exactly.
don't put the timestamp for your specific one, it's like, yeah, I don't have time to watch this whole thing
It's
to
not
figure
even,
out
yeah,
where.
no, they do Capricorn for half an hour.
Yeah, no, it's too much. I mean, and
And and I
granted.
and I and it's like, yawn. I mean, I'm happy that you think you're so interesting that people want to listen to you for 30 minutes. That's great. I
Don't. They really have got everyone to the shortest attention span. I mean, everyone. It's just, especially with new information or just in the social media format, that's what we're all used to. I mean,
And
it's
then I'm
like, yeah.
and in order also to better myself, because we all need that. I'm just in negotiation to hire a business mentor, and he's been very successful in business, both the technology, gold, and what was the other one he was very successful at? Invest. So right now he's very much into investing, right? But he gave me a very good business advice yesterday. He says AI is the next thing, whether you like it or not. That's where you need to go. If you resist it, you're gonna miss the boat.
I
So
agree with
that's
that.
a so and I mean, anything can be good or bad, right? It's the
Right.
same thing what I think Ernest Holmes said it. No, who said it? I can't remember who said it. You know, electricity, you know, it can cook your food, but it can also fry a man. So it depends on what you want to use it for.
Right.
And I think that comes down to your own conscience. Where you want to take it. And there will always be people out there who will try to exploit something for their own good.
Yeah, that's true.
But AI is the next big thing, and people need to look into that and how they can monetize on that, because it will be the next big thing. But once I get started, I gotta have to figure out what I'm gonna we're gonna ha we'll have a meeting next week. This business mentor, he's been very successful, and those are the kind of people you want to align yourself with. You don't want to You don't want to align yourself with somebody who claim that they are successful, like a lot of those people who go on YouTube and you see their advertisement, and within 6 months, I had made a $30 million.
Exactly right.
Good
I
for
make
you.
20,000 a month,
Right.
and
And
all
if
I
you
do
take,
is click here. Yeah, right.
and if you watch this short video of mine, I will give you a good offer. And you do. Yeah, this normally costs $6,000, but you can have it for two.
Yeah. You
And the
know.
only and the only one who's really making money is the person who sells it, you know? No, some people are
Exactly.
successful. Yeah, some people are successful. I've watched so many of them and I've taken the courses and now I already know the script. I mean, I could write the script now.
Well, I think
Yeah.
that's the value that you have too to offer. When you're able to look at all that information, you see the whole quick get rich quick schemes and the
Yeah, clickbait.
different,
It's
yeah.
clickbait. It really is clickbait. Yeah. And we all want something, right? And what people forget to tell you is that there is no easy way out. You have to work for it. If you want to start seeing your bank account grow, you have to work for it. It's not just going to happen unless you got a horseshoe up your ass and you're lucky all the time.
And Lucky Charms is
Yeah.
your little whatever they're called,
Or you walk
leprechaun.
around with, or you walk around with 30 lucky crystals in your pocket, but that's very uncomfortable.
Right, you start to bulge, you get a little bulgy.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, you just start looking really funny. And when you have to go on a flight, you're overcharged or you have to pay for overweight,
Well,
Yeah, yeah.
that's kind of funny. I've actually gotten in trouble, not trouble, but questioned and stopped because I've had certain stones and crystals with me and they've
I
looked at
did
them
too.
as weapons and I'm like, no. I mean, I know I can throw this rock at somebody, but that's not what I'm using it for. And luckily, I guess they think I must be telling the truth because they let me take it with me, but yeah, I've been stopped for rocks before.
I was
Yeah.
too, just most recently when I went out to California. Yeah. I had to put them in because I had them all in my pockets. You have to dump empty your pockets out,
I used
and
to travel with them too, and they were so annoying. So I usually chose just one crystal, and I was told by when I went through like some kind of, I don't know, I was told what kind of crystals I came to the planet with, and the one I went came here with was the rose quartz because I have to learn love, I have to be able to teach love, I have to experience love. I fucking hate it.
Fucking love,
Fucking love. Who gives a shit about love? It's so funny because they told me you're on my bed, you're on the under the bed in the four corners. I had to put rose quartz, and I used to also sleep with the rose quartz. And because I'm like my friends and I, we've I mean I have, but I have friends when they come over, and if I don't have an extra room, they sleep next to me. I have a king size bed, so it doesn't matter. And one of my friends came over, and she jumped into bed, and she screamed. I said, "What's wrong?" She landed on one of my rose quartz.
Oh, I carry these two stones that are fairly thick, like about the size of a 50-cent piece, and they're really thick, like a quarter of an inch thick, and they're black. And
Yeah.
the TSA people were thinking it was some kind of a, technical device, and they were examining them everywhere I went. They were examining those crystals. What are these? I said, they're my grounding stones. And they just looked at
Yeah.
me like I had three heads and handed them back to me.
I've learned to, sort of look at the audience that I say this to, and then I just call it something different, because if I'm sitting there, what I was like, I was sitting with, she's actually a scientist, and she asked me for what I do for a living, and she's a scientist, and I was not in the mood to have a long discussion about being a psychic or doing intuitive readings. So I said I was a life coach, which, to a certain degree is not completely wrong.
That's true, yeah.
And so she could better wrap her head around that. But then she actually said, "I totally believe in psychics and mediums." I'm like, "Oh, well, now I can talk to you what I really do."
I
So that was funny.
know you just never can tell what people's reactions are going to be to that sort of thing.
No, you can't.
My
And
dad used to be just very upset. I couldn't talk about any of this stuff around him. And now, when they come to visit, he asks me for reading. So it's but it's taken a long time to get him there, you know.
no, thank God my family, they support it completely. Thank God. But I've had friends that, like our acquaintances, that look at me and when I say what I do, and one goes, "So what am I thinking right now?" I said,
Yeah.
"I'm a psychic, not a mind reader." And another one came up to tell me, "Okay, so then tell me, when am I gonna die?" I was like, "You really wanna know?"
Well, like that question. That's a good question to ask for that specific one. I don't get it very often, but it does happen that someone thinks they're being cute,
Yeah.
with their questions.
And then I also usually say one thing that is true, you have a timestamp on your back. You do have an expiration date. You decide whether that's going to come sooner or it's going to come later. It's up to you. And sometimes we're just ready, we're done here, and then we find a way to get out of here, whether we know it or not.
Isn't that the truth? It's
Yeah.
wild when you see that happen from our perspective, like when someone can really choose out of here, and it can be really quick. That's something to see. So
Yeah.
we have some comments I want to check in on. It looks like we got more comments than questions. Geraldine says, "Love this. Spoken like a true Capricorn. Yes, I need a new supplemental outcome. Working on it." I like that. A supplemental outcome. That's like a t-shirt.
Yeah, it would
Yeah.
be.
Pamela says, "If there is a plane to catch, is there a plane? Oh, I'm gonna mess it up. Isn't there a plane to catch if you miss the boat?" Well, we'll say in our world there is.
There's always a plane to catch. I mean, it's getting
Yeah,
more and more expensive, but there is. And who wants to go on a boat? It takes too long.
ships come in too regularly.
It's very romantic now that we're talking about love. You know, it can be very romantic, but
So we have a comment about Renee saying, "I've heard that Mount St. Helens has been active here in Washington, and I've heard that too. And that volcano erupted a couple years after I was born, and I have a piece of amethyst from that volcano.
Oh,
That was my first crystal that I got when I was a kid. And
wow.
anyways,
Oh, cool.
yeah. So there, but I've heard that the volcanoes are active, and I've heard it's because the center of the Earth. This is just what I've heard, people. I'm not the scientist, but that the core of the Earth is heating up, which is heating up the magma, which is heating up the volcanoes. So,
And it's interesting to note that other planets are heating up at their core also. Earth's not alone in that. It's happening to all of them.
that's a true
And
story. True
they
story.
think that it has something to do with where we are relative in space. Because we're on this arm, we're kind of like a little outpost on one of the arms of the Milky Way. And it's turning. And so we're
Yeah.
coming around into an area of space that has a lot more light. A lot more light photons are hitting the planet. And everything of our weather has to do with the sun. I love Greg Braden. He's a powerhouse of information for this sort of stuff and the Schumann resonance and all that sort of stuff. If you're
Yeah.
interested,
But
look up
seriously,
Greg
sometimes
Braden.
his hair is so high. I can't stare away. Can't look away from him. Seriously, I'm like, seriously,
No.
if it gets any higher, like,
We may not be able to
I
trust him anymore.
mean, exactly. It's her, that the hair is his antennas, that's where it gets all the information from.
That cracks me
Hilarious
up.
you say that. I was thinking that when I saw his last video, I was like, wow, man's got kind of a hairline there going. Yeah,
And then,
anyway.
of course, he's getting older, so his face is getting more wrinkled and smaller. That hair is just getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, poor Greg.
I know.
I know. I'm so mean. See, I came here with love.
Your brand of it. Your brand of love. I love that. It's a lot more fun.
No wonder I'm single.
That's also why time feels like it's speeding up. I cannot believe we are at November 16th
No,
already.
it's
The month
true.
is half over, and we've just had Halloween. I thought, like last week or something. It's
Felt that way.
crazy.
I know we just had that special. We had the seance together, which let's talk about that for a
Yeah, let's
second.
talk about that. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to bring that up.
Because that was something that we all, I know we were all excited to do, but it was new in the sense of, okay, how are we going to actually make this work
Pull this
in this
off, yeah.
format? And I mean, it was wildly successful how it came off, and I'm just so grateful for both of you and also Aaron and Jamie
Yeah.
for participating and making it what it
Ooh,
was.
I get goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it like for you when you for you that day? How did you experience that whole Well,
medium ship is not my forte. That's what I say, and that's not usually where I go. But that day, I maybe because I was part of this beautiful energy, you know, there was so much information coming in, and just experiencing how it actually all came together. I don't know. It was just professional. It was like there was no, there really weren't anything where we overlapped each other or anything else. And then Erin, how she was just keep reporting in the chat room for those who came in. You know, Jamie just picked up, Raven just picked up, and what we saw and whatnot. I mean, it was really an experience that I would love to do all over again with you guys, to be honest. Heart of my heart, hand in my heart.
Same here,
We're
because
trying to put something together here, maybe a once a month thing, but we're working on it.
I'm
I
this.
might I might be shifting my time slot radio wise.
Well,
I'm still in the thinking stages. I hope that maybe I can be before Raven on Wednesday nights.
that would work
We'll
out.
definitely be able to plan some fun things with what we're thinking about with that, with those changes that could make that happen. And I know for myself, like I do put myself as a medium, but it doesn't necessarily work like I can't think of John Edwards, for example. But I also still get messages and tune in, and it is a little bit tricky for me because when I'm in technology mode, sometimes like my gifts and abilities are there, but they're different because I'm paying attention to the technology. But I loved being in the group because, like what you were saying, Oliver, it does. All of us coming together and opening that field, it really does allow it just to, the energies to move and flow. And I feel like because we are able to get into that space together, it really was, I don't want to say automatic because that makes it seem like we're not doing anything, but it was very seamless in the sense of because of how we were all participating, it really was something to be a part of. And I feel like even though I was a part of it, I got to kind of be an observer too. So that was really cool.
I didn't think that I would
It's
get much. I don't advertise myself as a medium because with me, it's kind of been a hit or miss thing. And so I just, it's not something I can just sit down and just do. At least I didn't think I could. So I thought my purpose for being there was just going to be like serve as a battery for everybody else.
Yeah, but
So I.
there was such a good respect for all of us when we were on the show, meaning that there wasn't one who was trying to lead the boat and take over and getting most of the comments, right? Or getting the most. It was like we all got a chance to give a chance to see what we saw and support each other. And it was just, I
I
just thought it
couldn't
was so well.
believe.
It was so well done, and there was so much respect for all of us what we did. So I don't know. It was a beautiful experience, and I hope people can go back and listen to the archive because that is truly a fantastic show, in my opinion. I don't try to toot everybody's horns here because that would be weird. Yeah,
Well, you're very
it's
kind to do that. And you can find that, everybody, by the way, in that on-demand section we talked about. It is under Mark's name, but all the people that are participating, if they are radio hosts, they got tagged, so it should show up under their name as well. But it's hour number six, Spookapalooza hour number six, if you want to take a listen.
It makes it very good if you sit at home Friday night all by yourself with a glass of something that makes you a little bit euphoric, you know, like herbal tea. You can listen to it with the wind howling outside. But just remember, it might be a Category 4 hurricane.
That could
So you
come
might
out
have
of
to.
nowhere. Oh my
It
God.
can come out of nowhere.
So stay close to your dining room table in case you need to get under
Exactly. Yeah, hide
it.
on
So Shadow's joining us. He says, "Howdy, folks," and then he says, "Raven is a small medium at large."
I love
That's really
That's a
funny.
good
That's a good
one, yeah.
That's
Funny.
I'm gonna have to remember that one.
That is good.
That should be your new tagline.
Yeah, it should. I like that. I like that. Good one.
That is really good. I
So
like that too.
Oliver, tell us where can the people come and find you and work with you?
Well, it's I exclusively, and I say that all the time, read for one to listen, and that's where people can find me. And I try really hard to make myself available 24/7, one way or the other. I just discovered because Mark sent out an a text that when people chat, you can actually speak it now. And oh my God, I get so much information into that chat now. So it's like so I don't have to sit there and type with my thick thumbs. But yeah, I try to. That's at onetolisten.com. I do that, and then I got my radio show, obviously, on Thursdays right now. I do have a lot of guests coming up. So right after you guys, Erin Carrera, she's coming up with her show, and then right after her, I'm coming up, and she's my guest today.
Oh,
And we
cool.
had a blast talking about Hollywood and everything beyond. It was just a blast. And I have. God, I have. That's one of the reasons why right now shifting to a new time slot is because I have quite a few guests lined up, and that I have to seriously chase them down so we can do a pre-recorded, right? But because sometimes they're hard to get on live, so it's easier to have pre-recorded when I want to interview them what they're good at. And next, the following Thursday, I met a woman down here. Her name is Cindy. She's from. I think she's from Washington State, but she was down here on vacation and she wrote a book on the law of attraction and happiness. So I'm just in the process of reading that and I'll have her on. She's very interesting. And I've been chatting with Erica Longdon because she has a new book out that called Fairy the Night Tales, the Tales for Pets. So
Yes, those look so
yes.
fun.
Yeah, so I need to have her on and talk to her about that. I'm also in the process of getting a musician on here from that he's amazing. He's really fantastic. I went to one of his I wouldn't say concert, but he was playing at one of the restaurants that I like to go to here, and he was just fantastic. And then I have Hay House author Charlie Morley that I have to hone in. He has said yes to come on my show. We just hadn't really worked the date out yet. It's
Well,
on lucid
cool.
dreaming. That's on lucid dreaming. So there's lots coming up, and so that's all. That's the only reason I need to synchronize it and move it and get new banners done and new time slots and whatnot, right? So it just takes it just it's just about it's the practical part. It's like I need to be a practical Capricorn now. Damn.
Yep.
So everybody listening in the chat, listening in on Ubuntu Radio, keep an eye out in the chat, in on social media. For Oliver and his different shows and when those changes might be happening, and also keep an eye on the upcoming guests. That is one thing I definitely look up to you as far as your ability to be so great with people and your conversations and like how you're just so available in that way. And
That's
like,
very
not that
kind of
you
you.
maybe don't have your guards, up or whatever every now and again, but you don't make it seem like it. Like you don't walk around with like a big, you don't have your hand up holding people away. So that's a really cool
It's just,
quality.
it's one of my favorite things is to talk to people and the lives that they live. And it's such a great platform to introduce people, other people to hear a good story, right? Because I love stories. So that's one of the reasons the format of my show is basically a talk show with guests,
No, that's awesome that you really do get to meet so many awesome people. And I've listened to your show before, and it's fun to hear the different conversations and where they lead. And much like what happens here, there's some gems that come through. But at the same time, it's also a really good time. So, everybody, definitely stick around for Oliver coming up after Erin Carrera. And Raven, do you have any questions? Because we still got some time. We still have Oliver in the hot seat. Is there anything else you want to know?
Starting to burn a little.
are you? Well, for those that will be traveling, what you are such a rolling stone. Do you have any travel tips for anybody? And how do you handle jet lag and getting yourself back, like
Okay,
especially when you're going from Mexico to Denmark?
jet lag is a funny thing. The best thing to do for me, I can't say that's the best thing for everybody, is try to stay awake as long as you can until you reach the hour that you normally would go to bed. Then go to bed, sleep it out, and next morning when you wake up, you're all refreshed.
Ah. Good
Yeah.
advice. All
Yeah.
right.
It's very, and flying a lot and so on. One thing, this is one of my pet peeves, and I got to be honest, getting on a plane and people, they act like they've never been on one before and they're the only ones. Like they stand there with their big bags and they have to go up in the overhead bin, and it's just, I'm like, okay, but no. Anyway, I think that one of the biggest things is to just be aware and conscious of other people that you're flying with, and don't think that because you bought a flight ticket, then you own the whole plane. We all in the same room that's going to be way above the skies very soon, you know. So,
Yeah.
and going, and then keep in mind that if you go internationally, you should be in the airport 3 hours before, 2 hours before if it's more domestic. So just keep, because anything can happen, right?
Yep.
And then I would suggest, when you look for airline tickets, you can get some really good deals if you really look closely for business class, where you end up maybe only spending 50 or 100 bucks more than you would on an economy class. But included in a business class ticket is usually you can have two bags with you. You get to have a nice seat. You don't have to pay for it. And you get fed, and you get access, if they have a lounge, you get access to the lounges in between layovers.
Oh, how nice.
And it just makes traveling so much easier. And I have been able to find business class tickets for $420, you know, and
Oh,
where a normal
wow.
ticket would be 300, and that's, then I would have to pay for the luggage and the seat, and eventually all, just going to the airport when you have to sit at a coffee shop and have a coffee and a bagel, I mean, that's already $30. I
Oh,
mean, it's
yeah.
crazy. Yeah, so you might as well get access to a lounge where everything is free. I mean, you get in and
Yes.
you can eat and drink as much as you want. So those are my tips for traveling,
I have
going
a
to the
traveling tip, and that's do not fly Spirit Airlines.
airport. Well,
They
that's
left
like
me
taking,
stranded.
there's
They
like,
canceled
no.
my flight at midnight and left me stranded in Las Vegas. And I only had $30 in my pocket at the time. And as you know, that doesn't go very far. That's one trip to Starbucks and you're broke, you know.
And that's the whole point, you know, with these discount airlines. I mean, it's tempting because it is cheap to fly, but they forget to tell you that if you don't book your luggage online in advance, you can pay up to $100 when you're in the
Yes, at the
airport,
door. Yeah.
at the door. Yeah, and there's so many things you really have to watch
Dang.
out for. And at
I
the end of
know.
the day, it's not worth it. And then you never know if you have to paddle that airplane yourself in order to get off the ground. So.
Seriously, it's you end up not saving after all that
You
time and
don't.
energy trying to save. Yeah.
No, you end
Absolutely.
up being more exhausted and probably more money out of your pocket. So.
Yep. Yeah. It was a nightmare.
Yeah. So,
Now I
and there
remember
are
why I said
really
I'm not going to fly.
good flights out there. I usually go to Momondo.com as one of my favorite places to go, to find
Spell
cheap
that.
flights. But there are Momondo.com. Momondo.com. But there's so many other, I mean, people out there probably find flights all over the place, but there's so many ways to get cheap flight tickets if you just have to spend a little time looking for them. So they're there.
Perfect. Thank
And
you for
remember,
that.
they can change within an hour. So it's very important you got your credit card ready right away.
Good to
Is a bit
know.
like winning a certain kind of lottery, it sounds like.
But it's exciting. It's so exciting. Every time I get a good deal, I'm like, yeah, score.
Like, whoop, whoop. All right.
Exactly.
So we got time for one more question if you have it, Raven. Otherwise, it's time to send us out of here.
I do not.
So, Oliver, we so appreciate you being here with us this morning.
Always. I
Yes.
love sitting and talking to you guys. You're just my favorite. So I don't tell the other people because I say that to them too, you know, but you are my favorite.
We won't. We won't. Your secret's safe here with us.
Secret
Wink,
safe with
wink.
us. Shh. Yeah,
Okay.
don't tell anyone. Shh.
Don't tell
Guys in
anyone.
the
No.
chat room, don't tell anybody.
We like
No.
feeling extra special here. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on here. It was always a
Thanks for
pleasure.
coming today. And everybody stay tuned for Erin Carrera. She's up next on 12radio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to a changing world. We will not be live next week, but we will the week after. So we will see you then. Have a lovely Thanksgiving.
Bye,
Bye-bye.
everybody.